He's Braden Gall. I'm Jason Fitz. You're listening to Braden and Fitz ESPN 102.5 The Game. Trying to get you caught up on some big stories around the SEC on a day where we've also obviously been getting you caught up on the Preds and their draft pick, which we will get back to in just a few minutes. Got a bunch to break down. We've been breaking that down all morning. But our conversation right now is a little bit about fan expectations in the SEC, because it seems like there's a world of the haves, Alabama, and everybody else, the have-nots. And interestingly, as we were scouring the news and reading a bunch of articles, we found something out there that we really liked. We want to bring this guy on to discuss sort of the state of the SEC. Pete Futak from College Football News, man, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
Breaking down National Predators draft picks. That's hard.
Yes, it is, actually. That's hard.
I live here in Chicago, and they had the draft here, and it looked really interesting, and I love all things draft, and I tried to watch, and man, after about 5 minutes, like, wait a minute, I have never heard of these guys. I'll probably never watch them until the playoffs. That's a hard thing to try to figure out how to do.
Pete, the luckiest thing for us is there's a lot of really smart hockey people in Nashville, so we just basically, we're just point guards.
We steal their content.
We throw it to them, and then they do all the hard work. So that's
your job as the host. That's how you do it.
So talk to me a little bit, because we were talking about the state of the SEC, and here's what I'm trying to figure out. If you're an SEC fan, if you're a fan of a team in the SEC other than Alabama, where do you get your hope this year in your mind?
Well, it's the continual problem is that, okay, what's your goal? Like, what if you're an SEC team, what are you shooting for? And you've got a league where it's, you know, you have Vanderbilt, you have Kentucky, and then pretty much everyone else has relatively high expectations. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, we've been doing CFN for about 20 years now, and in that time, you know, you've got five teams in Florida, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and LSU, which have won national championships, and that's far more than any other Power Five conference, and that doesn't include even like Missouri, who have been a game away, whether in the Big 12 and the SEC, of at least getting to the national title game, and Georgia, which has been really close. You know, you've got all these really high expectations, and then you've got this killer in Alabama that just keeps winning. So is your goal to get to the SEC championship? Well, the problem is Florida's done that the last 2 years, and that's not nearly good enough because they've been whacked around by Florida State and Alabama to end the season. Is your goal just to get to a bowl game? Okay, that's fine. But after a while, fan bases in places like Arkansas get a little bit, you know, uptight. You know, Texas A&M, it's not good enough under Kevin Sumlin. So either you're just, you know, you're either beating your head against the wall, waiting for something to crack in Alabama, or you've got to be almost perfect, assume that the Alabama loss is going to be taken into account, and hope you can get into the college football playoff anyway.
Well, and I think that there's a major question. We'll get into the basic premise of, is the SEC sort of struggling through something outside of Nick Saban? The one thing I would point to in that category is the coaching ranks. For the first time in 10 or 12 years, we've seen legends leave Missouri, Georgia, South Carolina, LSU, guys that were in the 200 win range. The coaching ranks is where I begin my question of the SEC right now.
Absolutely. And that's the, you know, but the thing about that is they can buy any coach they want, you know, so the SEC is bound by nothing. I mean, they can, you know, go out there and, you know, pay for the Kirby Smarts. They can go out there and get like these coaches who are supposed to replace these legends, like you say, are supposed to be awesome. And you're supposed to, not only that, but the other big key is you can pay for the assistant. You know, why do you have a Brett Bielema at Arkansas? Well, because Wisconsin didn't want to pay for the assistant coaches. And he goes to Arkansas, and he's supposed to rock and roll, and it just isn't happening. So your point, though, the basic premise of the article that goes kind of to that is that if you're the SEC, why aren't you better? I mean, you've got everything going your way. You've got facilities, fan interest, expectations are all reasonable. Money's not a problem. Talent's definitely not a problem. And ever since there was internet, and ever since there were recruiting rankings, the SEC has blown away everyone else combined when it comes to getting 4- and 5-star talent. And yet, yeah, okay, Alabama's running, you know, through everyone else. But at the same time, you know, every year it's like, okay, this is the year Tennessee's going to be better. And okay, why isn't Georgia able to get over the top? Why can't Florida find that offensive groove again? this conference should be destroying everyone, not just through Alabama, and it's just not doing that.
Well, and I would challenge that. I still think it's the best conference in America. It still has more players going to the draft. It still recruits at a higher level. It still they had 12 teams go to bowl games last year. They won half of them. 2 years ago, they set the record with 9 bowl wins. I still think they're winning most major big non-conference games with other teams other than maybe Clemson or Florida State, who are on the same tier as most SEC teams.
But not really. But, I mean, Georgia Tech in Georgia, you know, Kentucky and Louisville, I mean, it is the best conference still. You're absolutely right in that. But it's not like it should be even better. I mean, they're just not – I mean, again, you've got all this talent. You're dead on right in that there's far more talent there than anyone else. And yet, you know, you could make the case that the Big Ten, in a lot of ways, at least the Big Ten East, has had, you know, surpassed, you know, the SEC West in terms of, you know, just talent and prestige lately. Certainly other conferences have been right up there. But you're right, it's still the best conference, but it should be far better. It's just not – and you're seeing it, though. You can see it when it turns it on, when, you know, an LSU just destroys Iowa. Florida destroys Iowa, or Louisville loses to LSU in a bowl game. You can just kind of see where, okay, the talent's there where it should be far better, and then Auburn gets destroyed by Oklahoma. You know, you see all these other, you know, major losses. Kentucky, you can kind of tell when is the SEC down. Well, it's when Kentucky and Vanderbilt are going bowling, and that kind of gets proven out when Vanderbilt and Kentucky get destroyed in their respective bowl games. So it's still a great conference, no question about it. But it should be better. It should be stronger. It should not be struggling like it's struggling in that conference play.
Is there any part of this, though, in your mind, Pete, that sort of feels like it's almost like we're so fatigued with what the SEC is, we're just expecting something to surprise us, and nothing can anymore? I think we've seen all the new and all the fresh. I mean, is there some point of that sort of plays into this conference discussion that always happens?
I do think that, to the other previous point about the coaching staff, is that because the SEC gets so much talent and because it's so good, you sort of lose a little bit when it comes to the innovation. And when you're a program, you know, that maybe doesn't get the talent like, you know, like the SEC programs get, then you have to come up with, I don't want to say a gimmick, but you have to come up with an identity. You have to come up with one thing you do really, really awesome, whether it is, you know, Georgia Tech running the option, or whether it's, you know, like a Baylor, you know, in the Art Briles days where you get the offense rolling, or maybe, you know, you have some sort of identity that can play to the, you know, when you say we're recruiting to a type, well, like Wisconsin, where you get the guys who fit your system, even though, you know, they might be 2- and 3-star guys. When you do have the SEC where you're able to get the 4- and 5-star NFL types, then you tend to play it closer to the pro style, closer to the norm. And then maybe you're not doing something that is standing out as much. And that might be sort of the problem as well. You don't have that explosiveness like you have in the Big 12, or, you know, even at a Louisville or other certain places that might have to come up with something different just because it's a little bit outside of the box.
Awesome stuff, guys. Follow him on Twitter at Pete, I can't even talk. Sorry. At Pete Futock. And check out the article at collegefootballnews.com. Pete, man, we appreciate your time this morning.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
Good stuff from Pete there. It's at least an interesting discussion.
Yeah, I think should the SEC be better is fascinating, because he makes valid points about, like, the second best team having 5 losses or Florida not really being close in the championship game. But I don't think that's a function of any of those programs being awful. Like, Tennessee was awful for years, and now it's worked its way back slowly but surely, and we don't know where Butch Jones's ceiling is, but they are back to contending, because the first step in winning a championship is contending for a championship.
Right, right.
I would argue there's a lot of we can come back and do this, but the fact that Kentucky and Vanderbilt are going bowling to me indicates the depth of the league, not that it's a weak league. I just rattled through the non-conference list. Texas A&M beat UCLA. Kentucky, a bad Kentucky team, beat Louisville last year in non-conference play. Tennessee beat Virginia Tech, a team that won its division. I mean, the non-conference games, Arkansas went on the road and beat TCU in non-conference play last year against the Big 12. don't even worry about Alabama and USC. That I'm not even counting
can
that.
Can I at least say this though, Brandon? Like, I agree. Obviously, the SEC is a great conference. I've always enjoyed watching SEC football. Can we chill out with the whole like, oh, look what Kentucky did, the Louisville and all that kind of like, oh, look Vanderbilt, big non-conference win.
Do any of us really believe
Vanderbilt
that?
Got smoked?
I know,
by
but
Georgia
like, can
Tech.
We like, can we stop pretending like these, you know, lower tier SEC teams at, you know, Mississippi State, South Carolina's of the world, when they win a non-conference? Like, can we stop pretending as if those teams like really make the league all that great, that much better when they zero chance at even competing in their own divisions to win
right,
a title?
Right. He was using the argument. I agree with you. He's using the argument that because Kentucky and Vanderbilt are going bowling, that the league is down. And I would say that there's sort of a fallacy there. If you're going to use that argument, you should say, well, it's deeper than you expect. I'm saying any other than Indiana losing to Missouri, and then the Clemson South Carolina game, which has been a heavy underdog, and the Florida State game, which is a heavy underdog. The SEC has won almost every major non-conference game.
I understand.
At the high level.
I don't care if Mississippi State wins the St. Petersburg Bowl because they got a blocked field goal to win the game against a group of five team. I care about what is Auburn doing against Oklahoma. What is Alabama doing to play?
Well, and I don't care about those bowl games. I care about the regular season games.
But I'm also
we're going to use non-conference, which use the ones that actually matter, not just St. Petersburg Bowl.
Right. No bowl games matter, in my opinion. Right. I will not count Tennessee smoking Northwestern, Iowa, and Nebraska. I'm not going to count that. Like, I wouldn't use that.
But to a greater point, to me, this comes back to like our earlier conversation about how we judge athletes. I judge teams the same way. It's by a body of work. It doesn't matter to me, and this I know that this is obviously a result on the field, but Kentucky beats Louisville, that's fine. It's a huge win for them. That doesn't mean Kentucky today is a better program than Louisville.
No, of course not.
And that's so in that whole debate, that has to come into it too. We'll continue this debate, this discussion about the SEC. Pete has created a firestorm. We'll continue the discussion next. Braden and Fitz, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.